Many moons ago, in a year you all refer to as 1997, I was a junior in high school with a year and a half of German under my belt. That's right, German. I am black, but I study German. I think German was my choice because people made failed attempts at teaching me French. I was no good at it. Spanish I found boring. It was too everyday. So German was somewhere between French and Spanish, the usual suspects, and a new alphabet. So I took German, and after a year and a half of it, I won something called the Congress Bundestag Scholarship. What is this, you say, Mom? Well, the Bundestag, all expenses paid, you skinny high school kid, for some reason you want to spend a year in German, living with a German family, taking all your classes in German, learning the German language, eating Nutella and bratwurst and tuna fish. All this and more can be yours. Absolutely free. So I said, okay, I'll do that. This should be my life. So I signed up. Why was I so willing to run away? I was a strange kid. Black kid from a rough part of East Baltimore. I got straight A's, played the trumpet, and it was my life dream to be Wynton Marsalis. I wanted to dress like him. I wanted to play like him. I wanted women to look at me like I could, the way they looked at him for playing that horn. This didn't happen. And besides that, I knew I was never going to be Wynton Marsalis. And I got tired of bumping up against other people's stereotypes of what I, as a skinny 17-year-old teenager from Baltimore, should be. So I said, to heck with it. The Congress Bundestag is calling. I'm rolling out. So I sold my trumpet, packed my bags, and before I got over there, I needed to pick up a new hobby. Trumpet had been my life. I needed a new hobby. So I chose something that, again, as a black kid from East Baltimore, I had very little experience with. Basketball. So this was going to be my new sport. Now, my would-be teammates, they were thrilled. Now, you got to imagine, you are, 17 years old. You hear, there's some black dude from the States, from the hood. He's coming to your school. He wants to play on your team. Right? So, the Pinneberg, I'm because of Leben Jungs, that was our short name. Had a proud tradition of losing. It's not that we weren't very good, we just weren't very deep, didn't have a lot of height. And they thought that the plane that brought me would contain some basketball god. They were wrong. What they didn't know is that outside of fifth grade phys ed, I hadn't played very much. This was a departure for me. This was me trying something I would never do back home. Because at 17, it was over for me as a basketball player. the kids who were really into this, they've been doing this since they were four. I was late to the party. But I figured, this is the Congress Bundestag. I got a whole world of Heidelberg and mountains. All of Germany was open before me. I can do what I want. My teammates were very disappointed. I remember in my first practice, I learned that dribbling and making foul shots are a lot harder than they look. I was so bad that my coach, he had this young female apprentice called Lena. He said, Lena, take Lionel aside. He said this in German. Take Lionel aside, and she showed me how to do very basic things like make a layup. Now, if you've never seen it, there's something very unsettling about a 5'4" Croatian woman showing someone my size how to play basketball. It was pretty humiliating, but I got through it, and I came back, and I worked really hard. I did everything. I traded my pastor back in Baltimore for my coach, Nathan. Everything Nathan said, I did. Nathan said, Lionel, you got to do your push-ups, got to do your sit-ups, got to done. I would go to the court, the track close to my house, at 5 a.m., dribble around the track, and try not to lose the ball as I rounded curves. And I worked really hard. And eventually, I won a spot on the team just based on hard luck. No talent. This is a true story. I'm not going to embellish anything. No talent. Just work ethic. And I really enjoyed being on the team. I got to play exactly twice. Very briefly. And I missed, I got to the foul line, and I actually made two foul shots. But I had this hitch in my shot where I would nervously jump forward a bit. Those points were called off. And they would have been my only 2 points this season. I took my role as a bench warmer very seriously, though. I wanted to be a supportive teammate, so you spoke to the team. Your boys are in there, you root them on. And I finally worked up the nerves. Everyone's on defense. And by the time I joined them, well, it was the wrong team. But there were some real successes. I got to beat some of the better players on the team one-on-one. My coach told me flat out a few times, Lionel, your work ethic is just stupendous. And I love you for it. But he didn't say he loved me. He wasn't that emotive, but it was something like that. And I just felt really proud to be a part. And in the end, I think that my time in Pinneberg was a small milestone in German-U.S. relations. It gave people in this remote part of northern Germany an opportunity to see and touch a black person. I kid you not, many of them had never done this. Kids wanted to touch my hair. They didn't think it was real. And they used this rare opportunity to teach me how to curse in dialect. And I got to watch as an entire nation was enthralled by the music of David Hasselhoff. Especially when they were drunk. But I think more than anything, that year for me, it gave me room. I think somewhere between those long stretches on the Autobahn and those quiet house parties and the goons of Europop, I had this room, this space, this area where I could just be me. And I will always be grateful to all my friends in Germany for giving me that. Thank you.